Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Obviously, the special session at the state capitol today. I believe it's the show of the House today and the Senate tomorrow. I mean, so much to talk about. We're very grateful for Representative Jason Rojas from East Hartford, Majority Leader in the House, joining us here on Brian and Company. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing well. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. There's a lot to talk about. Just in terms of like procedures and stuff, I mean, how does today actually work?
Just like a regular special session day, except that we're not in the regular session. Back early in the summer, or even going back to January when we launched the regular session, there was always this concern or thought that we would need to come back this fall to act on some legislation, primarily to deal with some of the impacts that we were expecting to come from Washington. But obviously, over the course of the year, we had the housing bill that was debated and passed in both chambers, subsequently vetoed by the governor, and then we continued to work at it and arrived at a bipartisan compromise that we're going to be taking up today. The governor has called us into session, and we're coming in to do some work.
So you get only one day, but you have some massive, like the housing bill and then that $500 million fund is just two of the things, but like those things you would probably spend days on in a normal session. How do you, do you debate them both?
Yeah. We're going to take up everything that we intend to take, and we'll stay there as long as it takes. Certainly how long we stay there is up to our Republican colleagues in terms of how long they want to debate bills and how many questions they want to ask, which is fine to do. But we expect that we'll be able to complete our work in one day. I mean, even with the housing bill last year, as controversial as it was, it did take an entire day of a session. But we were there, same day, able to debate a bill, vote on it, okay, and leave.
So, and in terms of the housing bill, first and foremost, because, obviously, everything's local. We got 169 municipalities and there was obviously, you personally worked a ton on the bill, and then there was a ton of pushback late in the game, and the governor ended up vetoing it. What is different in this bill?
I think, what it does is actually reflect the concerns that were expressed by a lot of our local elected officials, mayors and first electmen across the state and other individuals, in this commitment that the governor made to them to ensure that they were going to continue to have a say. They were always going to have a say, even under the old bill. They were going to continue to primarily have local control as they really strongly desire. And this bill continues to reflect that. I think we've changed the way and the approach that we're asking towns and cities to update some of their zoning regulations. But at the end of the day, the spirit of local control is still reflected in both bills. And I still think we really have a good product to advance housing agenda here in Connecticut that we're going to vote on today.
Okay, but specifically, so is there any sort of mandate? And then, because the governor basically said instead of mandating, it's incentivizing, right? But I mean, can you give us some specifics of how that's going to work? Because, we were in Franklin, they don't have the infrastructure. Then you have some, wealthier towns, they're resistant to some affordable housing. Like the issues are different in different places.
Yeah, right. The whole notion that we don't have the infrastructure, I think, is just an excuse, right? Because there's nothing, you don't need a sewer system or public water to build a duplex. And that's literally what we're talking about here. I think most people think we're talking about building gigantic apartment buildings all over the place. That's not what this bill does. Quite frankly, that's what the private marketplace is doing right now, right? So in the absence of actually being proactive, and what this bill does is require towns, if there's a mandate to do anything, it's a mandate to actually construct really thoughtful and strategic housing plans. So that they can have additional controls, or that developers can know exactly what they're working with when they want to build in a community that, quite frankly, is really attractive to build in, right? People want to build homes where people want to live. People are demanding a diversity of housing. I think I support home ownership. We need more opportunities for home ownership. There's not a lot of builders out there who are building huge subdivisions the way they did 70 years ago. There's far more of a demand for multifamily housing than apartments. And what we're trying to do is find ways to do that in a more measured way, right, in a more smaller scale way, The middle housing concept is very prominent in this bill. It was prominent back in June as well, too. It really becomes a question of whether people are actually committed to addressing affordability in housing or not. And what this bill is trying to do is address a very real issue for most Connecticut residents. Whether you're a homeowner or a renter, you are paying way too much for housing right now, and somebody should do something about it. And that's what we're purporting to do.
Jason Rojas, the majority leader in the House here on Brian and Company, talking about the housing bill. You know, we're going to have Vinny on later. Were they involved at all in the construction of this piece of legislation? And to what degree do you have there?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Their support.
I'll let Vinny answer that question. It doesn't appear that we're going to have any of their support. There is nothing stopping my Republican colleagues from putting forward proposals, which they have not done, or from reaching out to me to engage in the process. Have I met with them over the past couple of months? I have. And none of those meetings have they actually brought forward a proposal to actually address affordable housing. So if they want to just stand opposition and allow Connecticut residents to continue to be burdened by housing costs, that's on them. I can't help them for that. But they know they always have a seat at the table if they choose to want one.
We're talking with Jason Rojas, House Majority Leader here on Brian and Company. Okay, let's move on from housing because, you know, you don't have a lot of time today and we don't have a lot of time in this in this segment. The $500 million fund, it sounds like it's going to be added to the rainy day fund and all of it's going to be at the governor's discretion. Is that accurate?
Yes, right. I mean, just like we've seen in past years, the governor collaborates with the legislature in all sorts of ways. At the end of the day, he's the chief elected official of the state and therefore has the discretion and is empowered to make those ultimate funding decisions in terms of how things are allocated. But at the end of the day, he does consult the legislature in all sorts of ways. But it does create this fund to try to address the chaos that has been created by Donald Trump, right, and his supporters both in Washington and his enablers here in Connecticut who don't want to seem to hold him accountable for some of the atrocious decisions that he's making. He and congressional Republicans are making and ending people's health care and keeping food benefits from people so that they can just get food, housing insecurity, all these issues, right? We have a responsibility. If Washington is going to cause a problem for us, we believe as Democrats that we have a responsibility to do that and try to fill the void that is being created by Republican policies.
Okay, so that's where my one last question is on this. You talk about a responsibility and fill the void. You know, even the governor said there's no way to fill the entire void. Are you concerned? Right. But the concern for me is how do you pick who gets help and who doesn't when it comes to this stuff?
Yeah, it's not so much about who does and who doesn't, right? We can't meet, under normal circumstances, we can't meet the complete needs of everybody who's in need. But what we certainly do is look at the very core functions of healthcare and food, right? If you look at Maslow's hierarchy of need, right, we're talking about food, we're talking about housing, we're talking about healthcare, right? And what we're going to try to do is create programs and policies that impact the largest number of people possible, knowing that we're not going to be able to get to anybody. But we're at least committed to trying doing that as opposed to the opposite, where they're just trying to pull the entire rug out from under people, our neighbors, people who live in our communities. These are literally policies that are hurting those people. It shouldn't be hard for us to try to fill the void as best we can.
Are there any other, besides these two major issues, and they're big, anything else that will be addressed in the session?
Yeah, you know, we're looking to codify some of the practices that the judicial branch has put in place so that we can try to mitigate the atrocious behavior of ICE agents. You know, it's one thing to go out there and get somebody who's broken the law and get a criminal and deport them. It's another to just harass people, right? And when you talk about entering our court buildings and trying to have justice in the law applied, people should be able to do that without fear of having these mass agents come in and simply harass them, assault them, and drag them away. And while their families are watching, while the public is watching, we're going to be codifying some of those things so that we can limit that atrocious behavior.
Representative Rojas, thanks for the time. I hope everything goes well for you today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, too.
All right, Jason Rojas, Majority Leader in the House. That's his perspective, okay? We put him on the air not because it reflects mine. That's his perspective, right? And then we're going to talk to Vin Candelora, the Minority Leader in the House, to get his perspective so you can judge all of these things together. That's the whole point.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.